Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers Podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Brian Koberger's defense team, well, they're doing their job, actively opposing the death penalty for the 29-year-old who's charged with the murders in the University of Idaho. Seen back in November of 2022. Of course, he's a former criminology PhD student accused of fatally stabbing Zana Kernodle, Ethan Chapin, Kaylee Gonzalez, and Madison Mogan in their home near the university campus. In addition to the four counts of first-degree murder, he faces burglary charges for the alleged crime. Koberger's defense attorneys have now filed multiple objections to the death penalty, citing both legal and moral grounds. Well, I can't wait to hear this. They argue that Idaho's method of execution, lethal injection, and firing squad violate Koberger's rights under the U.S. Constitution. Specifically, they claim that these methods breach the Eighth Amendment's protection against cruel and unusual punishment and the 14th Amendment guarantee of due process.
Okay, then let's electrocute him.
Okay, have the chair. Yep. Because these have actually been other methods that we've come across to use rather than more archaic ones that have been used in the past. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with burning at the stake. I'm cool with public hanging. I'm cool with all sorts of other methods. If we want to go back to more conventional methods, let's do it. Executing Koberger by means of lethal injection or a gunshot, as conceived by the Idaho Department of Corrections, would violate his right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment, his defense team wrote in a court filing. Well, you know what's also violating someone's right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment? Brian Koberger going into a college house and stabbing four people. They had the right not to have to be submitted to that. So once convicted of it, if he is convicted of it, then yes, sorry, you lose all those rights because you did that. Maybe we should put you in the house and stab you uncontrollably for a while. I'm cool with that too, if you're convicted.
Well, and the fact that there was so much bloodshed that it was leaking from the house, and there are pictures of it online where it was literally dripping from the house.
Yeah.
Like a horror movie.
Yeah. I'm so sick of the rights. I mean, look, you have a fair trial. I do agree with probably moving it out of Moscow just so they don't have to redo this all over again. Because on appeal, they're going to bring that up no matter what. Yeah. So go ahead, do that. But just make it fair. If he's found guilty, which I very much believe he probably will be, unless there's some sort of groundbreaking piece of evidence that comes out, which certainly has not yet. So that tells me there is no irrefutable piece of evidence that's going to exonerate him. But bring all you got. That's why we have trials, and that's, you know, people's opinions can change and should change if there's overwhelming evidence or reasonable doubt in another way that a reasonable person would find. But I'm sorry, if you're convicted of this, fine. Well, you don't like those? Come on. We got some other ideas here. And I'm sure the parents of some of these kids have some other ideas here too. Should we go find out what those are, Brian, and pick those?
Yeah.
The defense further argues that the death of the by firing squad, which is Idaho's alternative execution method, when lethal injection is unavailable, is not and was never constitutional. I would take the fucking firing squad, honestly.
You know, I have a little bit of an issue with that, and I'll tell you why. Go ahead and discuss what you were going
to
say.
Only if they did it to the head. They don't. They do it to the heart, which I don't like, because I think that is a little cruel and unusual, because you're going to sit there for a little bit until you're dead. Go for the brain. Just boom, done. Then they're out. That to me seems the most humane way of doing something like this.
My issue with it is I worry about secondary trauma. And I mean, not to him, not to the person who's guilty, but to the people who are doing it. And I know it's not just one. They do like six people are shooting at the same time, and they don't really know whose bullet did what.
Yeah.
But I just worry that, you know, at the end of the day, the people who are responsible for that, what are they experiencing that they know that they killed somebody, that there's a chance that it was them.
How about you set up a lottery? Who gets to pull the trigger? I bet you'd have a lot of people signing up for that with no trauma at all. That'd be happy to do it.
Yeah.
Or
you know, or
set it up with a
back to
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Set it up where there's like a, it's not done by an actual human. Just set it up where, look, a computer's going to line up the shot, and whoever wants to press the key gets to press the key. You'd probably have most of the city signing up to press the key, enter, that says shoot.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, is that you have him stand next to the gun right at his temple. And then, you know, those same six people are pushing a button, and nobody knows who pushed it. And it may not have even been any of them.
Make it a raffle. One person wins. One person gets to do it. You could probably raise a ton of fucking money, too, for a good cause. You'd probably make up a couple $100,000 for people signing up for who gets to pull the trigger on Koberger. And nobody's going to walk away traumatized from that.
Yep.
So if you don't want to be part of it, then don't be part of it. But if you want to, the raffle tickets, you can buy them at the local Piggly Wiggly. And, somebody's going to have the opportunity. I think that might be an interesting way of doing it.
I mean, just don't want people to be traumatized, not only from having to have been in the community where this took place, but then to say, you know, 5 years later, fuck, I killed somebody.
Even though
it was legal, I killed somebody.
I think it's a choice. I don't think anybody forces you to have to be one of the gunmen.
Yeah, that's true.
It's your choice. And if you're good with it, you're good with it. If you're not, you're not. I mean, if they said, Stacy, would you be the gunman? You said, no, I'm like, okay, next. We will find someone who wants to be. And that's their choice. They're making that choice. So I don't really worry a whole lot about that. There's plenty of people who'd be happy to take out somebody like this if, in fact, he's guilty. In addition to the arguments, Koberger's lawyers have claimed that the capital punishment in general is a violation of, quote, dignity and spirit of human beings. Jesus fucking Christ. Can we go, like, any more, like, into, oh, this dignity and spirit of human beings? Citing evolving global standards, the vast majority of modern civilized society has already abolished capital punishment because the execution of human beings by governments is recognized to be a violation of the dignity and spirit of human beings. Well, you fucking pissed all that away when you killed four people, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any problem taking away your dignity and the spirit of you, because you're not. We're taking away your dignity and your spirit, because you no longer are allowed to have that, because you took it from other people and they had no choice in that matter. So, yeah, sorry, yours is gone. I'm not going to fucking lose any sleep over it whatsoever. They also noted the United States has faced condemnation in the international community. So they try to make everybody feel like other countries are going to criticize us. No, they're not. They're not. They're like, yeah, get the fuck rid of him. Prosecutors, on the other hand, assert that they are simply adhering to Idaho law, which they are. Which allows the jury to decide both guilt and the appropriate penalty, including the death sentence. We're simply trying to fulfill our responsibilities under the law. To characterize it as the state is wanting and trying to kill someone is just appealing to raw emotion and has no place in this courtroom, prosecutors previously stated. Yeah, I completely agree. Especially, you know, these kids were found stabbed to death with a K-bar style knife at the residence, which I believe there's some evidence to show that Koberger had a K-bar style knife and his DNA is on the fucking knife sheath. The trial is set to begin no later than the summer of 2025, of course, giving ample time for the prosecution and the defense to, you know, amp up their case and figure out things. The thing is with the defense, they don't really have anything. It's been, he likes to drive around at night. He likes to look at the stars. And the prosecution's like, this fucking blood's over here. He has a history of doing this sort of shit with people. He has problems. And God only knows what else they have from his digital footprint, which I think is going to be pretty fucking damning. So yeah, this is the definition of why we have capital cases.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
This is why this exists. This wasn't an accident. It's an evil human being. It's someone who doesn't feel and doesn't act like the rest of us. We were talking about it the other day. Sometimes minds and brains just don't function correctly. Sometimes they function to a level where they become dangerous to other human beings and themselves. And there's really not a lot that can change that in some people. And Brian Koberger just might be one of them. He's even talked about it himself in his own writings of being disconnected from emotion and all that. It's a disorder. It's horrible. It's sad that, that happens to some people. A lot of people live life with that and ends up being kind of a sad, miserable life, but they navigated it enough without murdering people. And then some people think it's a good idea to go murder somebody or four people. Well,
and his whole family even... Family, there's inklings that they are uncomfortable with him. They haven't been in the courtroom. They're not. They're supporting him.
They clearly are not. And if you've there's books out now about all this, the people who have interviewed, not the family directly, but people who are very close with the family, and that family, I think, pretty much believes their son's guilty. That's my conjecture on it. And I don't know. Hopefully. They find a way to have some sort of peace. I don't know how you ever really would, but you don't have to subject yourself to getting behind your kid if you really believe that they did it. I don't think there's anything noble about that. I think that's really kind of creepy, actually, when you get behind your child after they've committed such a heinous thing like this.
Yeah.
I think you got to call a spade when it is. And if your son did this, I wouldn't fucking be there. I don't want anything to do with them.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's different.
Well, and that just says to me that they think he's guilty. Otherwise, they'd be supporting him, would they not?
You would think so. Or they just don't want to be in the spotlight. I don't blame them one fucking bit, because they'd be the targets of all sorts of people, you know, doing hate and all of that. I mean, look at it's interesting right now, the dynamics with the parents of Stefan Stearns, who was an adult. I mean, so was Koberger. And he's the one who allegedly murdered Maddie Soto and who, you know, was raping her from like the eight, like really young age. So like 10, I think it was pretty fucked up. They were the quickest to throw him under the bus in a police interview. They also threw Jen Soto under the bus as well, saying that she's certainly involved in this, although she's never been charged with anything. But they, I kind of admired the way they handled it. It was just like, well, he's never coming back home, so we might as like, there's something about his room. It's like, he's never coming back home, so we might as well, you know, clean the room up or whatever. They were extremely cooperative and were like, yeah, he's a fucking douche. Do whatever you need. How can we help?
Jeez. Well, I have a lot of respect for them, you know.
Yeah.
It's not in that case, they're like, there's nothing else we can do.
No.
You know, he's an adult. He did what he did. Yeah. Just here's the information. If you want to go through his stuff, go for it. Yeah. We'll help you.
Yeah. I think that's the noble thing to do when you know, it really clearly is, look, this person did this. And I don't know that I can say that 100% on Koberger yet. That's why we're going to have a trial. But in that other case in Soto, there's fucking videos and pictures of him raping the kid. So
yeah,
at that point, it's like, let's bring out the steak and let's burn him at it. And mom and dad are going to be there to pour a little Kingsford lighter fluid on the fire. Fucked up case. But it seems like more fluff from the Koberger camp when they have nothing else to go on. Let's go after this.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.